For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Recent polling suggests the race for Kentucky governor between incumbent Republican Matt Bevin and Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is a toss-up. And as Lisa Autry reports, both campaigns are stepping up their ground game 1 week from Election Day.
It's a Saturday morning in October, and Warren County resident Lisa Goldie is pounding the pavement on Magnolia Street as a volunteer for Andy Beshear's campaign. She's holding a clipboard and checking off names as she visits each house.
We're hoping for a 28-year-old by the name of Jennifer.
Hello?
Hi, is Jennifer here?
No, she's gone to something this morning. We're babysitting.
Well, my name is Lisa, and I'm out canvassing for Andy Beshear. Are you a registered voter here in Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, and so what we're just trying to do is get out.
The Democratic Party began knocking on doors in July with the goal of reaching 1 million households before Election Day. As of Monday, volunteers had reached more than 800,000. Beshear's campaign predicts the canvassing will add 3 to 5 percentage points to Beshear's share of the vote next week. A ground game is important in a close race such as this. A survey released this month by Mason-Dixon Polling and Research had Governor Bevin and Beshear tied with 46% support among likely voters. All the more reason to hustle for Chris McCoy. The Warren County educator has spent the past 10 weekends knocking on doors for Beshear. Today, he and a canvassing partner are on Hampton Court.
Hey, how are you?
Get back, Sully.
All right. We're out campaigning for Andy Beshear.
Uh-huh.
I stopped by here earlier, about 4 weeks ago. And I guess your wife, we're on the fence right now and we're remodeling. I said, I'm going to come back and see you in about a month.
Okay.
She said, okay. So it's been a month. I haven't forgot about you. We'll come back and see if you're still on the fence.
Yeah, I mean, we're still talking over what...
The Republican Party of Kentucky declined multiple requests to be interviewed for this report. Spokesman Mike Lonergan issued a statement saying, quote, we're not going to get into discussing strategy, operations, or tactics on the record.
They have a ground game.
That's Al Cross, director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky.
My guess is that the Republicans have had a harder time getting volunteers than the Democrats have because there's not a lot of love within the Republican Party for Matt Bevin.
Bevin has seen his popularity plummet after clashing with Kentucky lawmakers, state employees, teachers, and the media. While it's unclear how much grassroots support Bevin has, the Republican National Committee is spending money on get-out-the-vote efforts in Kentucky. Governor Bevin is also getting a boost from Susan B. Anthony's list. The anti-abortion group says it's the first time they've endorsed a candidate in a statewide race. The group is also knocking on doors and buying social media ads in support of Bevin. President Trump will return to Kentucky next Monday, the night before the election. Vice President Mike Pence will be in eastern Kentucky on Friday, an area where Bevin didn't fare well in the primary election. Journalism professor and political columnist Al Cross says eastern Kentucky is a battleground in the governor's race and is as critical for Beshear as it is Bevin.
It's a more socially conservative area, and Beshear is a moderate and is being identified as an ally of abortionists and other liberals.
A well-coordinated ground game is important when turnout is expected to be low. Just 30.6% of registered voters cast ballots in the 2015 statewide election. That meant Matt Bevin was elected governor by just over 16% of Kentuckians who were eligible to vote. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.